The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
On 92.7 and 106 FM.
If that seems a little strange to you, you must know what it feels like this end. We haven't had a traffic report inside the Money Show for the last 3 years, ever since the start of COVID. There wasn't any traffic, so we stopped doing traffic reports during the Money Show. And then as everybody started going back to work, and slowly, but people were sort of working from home and traffic patterns had changed very markedly. But now more and more of you, of course, are in your cars at this time of the day. And that's why there are traffic reports. They're back. It gives us a sense of normalcy, whatever that is. The Money Show is brought to you by Absa CIB, working with their clients to help them navigate the hospitality industry with strategic insights, the bravery to imagine. That's Africanacity. Absa is a registered FSP. On The Money Show this evening, Lumkile Mondi talking to us tonight about the state of the disaster, whether or not it could actually be quite a good idea. We're going to be slightly edgy this evening in terms of taking ideas that on the surface seem catastrophically awful, like, for example, SA Tourism's plan to spend nearly R1 billion to sponsor Tottenham Hotspur to get the name of South Africa onto shirts of Spurs and to get more people visiting South Africa. At least that's the theory. It seems to have worked for Rwanda with the Visit Rwanda campaign, and our SA Tourism is keen to do something very expensive in order to achieve a similar sort of goal. Is it a good idea? Dr. Michael Goldman, he is part of the sports management faculty at the University of San Francisco, will join us tonight to talk all about that in terms of what you need to get and what you need to achieve when it comes to big marketing deals in the world of sport. The citrus industry has got another problem, and that is huge new requirements from the European Union in terms of how our citrus needs to be treated before it leaves our borders, because of worries about pests being transported across the oceans, which had to reach Mulholland, a Business Unusual. Our consumer ninja, Wendy Nolo, with us this evening, talking about uncapped and whether or not uncapped should still be a term that is used and what exactly it means. Plus Richard Spur, our shapeshifter this evening. That is what we are doing tonight on The Money Show.
You're with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
With us this evening, Lumkile Mondi, who is being load-shed, so we're hoping his cell phone signal holds up. He's a senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Science at WITS. And Lumkile, we look and we have a huge amount of suspicion as to anything government is doing at the moment. Zondo opened our eyes to the abuses of the past. And with all of government's sort of talk about improving things and clamping down on corruption, we're deeply suspicious each and every single time they make any kind of announcement that's going to cost us money. And this idea that the ANC wants to impose a state of disaster in order to help deal with Eskom is appealing on one level and terrifying on so many others. How are you interpreting what the ANC is trying to achieve here?
Good evening, Bruce, and your listeners. I hope I'm audible.
You are.
Bruce, there are things that are very, very easy that should have been done by now. Firstly, Unregulator had already done the notional splitting of Eskom into the three big entities. And one of the biggest decisions to be made has been the allocation of the debt. So really, the first step that should have been done is to really make sure that we know where the debt is going to go. If it's coming to the treasury, into our debt, national debt, then let that be. And that sends a very strong signal that this government is doing something about it. The second most urgent decision that could have been made without introducing the state of disaster is the transmission company, which is pivotal, given the fact that the South African government and NERSA have concurred to allow household to invest and supply, particularly in the city of Cape Town, where we see huge shift, where we're seeing the consumers being producers, and in doing so, investing on generation, sending back to the city of Cape Town, and in that process, alleviating the poverty of energy in that city. So these are the things that, you know, are very easy to do, Bruce, by ensuring that we invest on the transmission line, which can allow low voltage production to access the transmission line across various areas. And then it gives us then an understanding about what the problem is. This smells very, very bad because we know that it suppresses all the other existing transparent processes and policies. And in doing so, it basically becomes a Zondo too, given what you've seen. With the SIU recovering some of the money coming from the COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we just don't trust our politicians. We don't trust the governing party. We don't trust their intentions. And it's a move of desperation. Because, I mean, politicians like nothing more than slogans. Politicians like simple solutions to complex problems, or at least solutions that appear simple to complex problems. And by declaring a state of disaster, well, then you're seen to be doing something. And let's not forget, we're going towards an election year next year. And the ANC is looking increasingly wobbly and needs to be seen to be doing something, anything. And this is kind of an easy way out, as far as they're concerned, anyway, it would seem.
Absolutely. Bruce, there's nothing that you've seen coming out of the ANC. The only big thing that we continue to enjoy that has come out of the ANC was under our former Premier Mbazima Zema Shilawa, the Gautrain, which has been a symbol of progress and an investment by the ANC that continues to serve society. Beyond that, there's really nothing much to show and except corruption. So I think society, the fact that they're going it alone, given the lack of credibility and really its incompetence across the period that's been in power, is just pushing us deeper and deeper into the crisis. Here we are, we're raising our hands, those of us who can afford as household businesses have done likewise, that you know what, we will invest on generation. Let's build the transmission company. Let's allow it to stand alone. Let's allow it to have in trading capabilities so that we can get this country going. This state of disaster is nothing else but the ANC trying to fund its election and trying to again put rule on South African eyes that's doing something so that it can get vote and still cling in power in 2024, which is that is something that they know very, very well. Beyond political power, we've got really very little confidence about the ANC being able to resolve our problems.
Thank you, Lumkile Mondi, Senior Lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Science at Wits University.